It was great. It was great. We're welcomed at the airport by the Minister of Reconciliation and the Minister of Communication, and got escorted because President Tshisekedi sent us with his spokesperson that came along with us. So the welcoming was fine. There was no major event, no event at all. So everything happened very peacefully. And since we got home, as we said on Saturday, we will be observing 40 days of mourning from those people who got killed from the October 2022 protest. And after that, then we will start rolling out our agenda.
In other words, the government allowed you now freedom into politics.
Yes. One of the stipulations in the accord is to give us that, to not hinder any activity that we'll be doing. And following that, that's why they free also our militant that got arrested since October 8th of this year. So almost 1 month in prison. They got freed last night. And we are free to continue with our political agenda. However, we willingly decided to observe 40 days of mourning, as I said earlier.
So during these 40 days of mourning, are you going to engage in any activity or no activity?
I believe the activity that we'll be doing will not be mediatized, mostly because we want to go visit every single family that we know of that have been affected by the October 20th event and listen to some of them, because we know for a fact that many of the parents did not open up to anyone because they don't trust anyone. As they did not know if they will be arrested or they will be, tracked. So since we have this agreement and we have this opportunity to get back onto the political field, we believe it's important for us to go and reconcile our hearts with theirs in order to give them hope and future and to, you know, let them know that we're here to fight for justice for all.
How did you find being back home? How did you find it? I know you fled the country.
It's very emotional, to be honest. It's very emotional, but at the same time, very fulfilling to be back in the field, because that's where we belong. We don't belong anywhere else but there, because in order to carry on this fight, we have to be on the field. We cannot do it outside of the country. There is a limit to being outside. We did successfully accomplish the mission on the diplomatic side, but it was time for us to return home. And it's full of emotion, but at the same time, full of determination and of motivation. Because seeing and listening to the people of Chad who are all over the news and with the excitement of seeing us back, it shows that this is the right decision for us to be back in the field and to carry on with what's going on.